What if you had an exchange where you could trade shares of stock without any timeline to end or after hours? That's exactly what our next guest is trying to do. The founder and CEO from 24 Exchange, Dmitry Galanov, joins us now. And as we jump into, you filed with the SEC to be able to bring this to people. There's a lot of people may not understand, you lose the ability perhaps for really good pricing after hours. What else puts someone at a disadvantage? Because you can trade after hours right now, but it's not the same as trading during hours, right?
Yes, and thank you very much for having me on the program. Very excited. Yes, absolutely. After hours, as you can see, there will be a little bit less liquidity. And what you would see is the spreads, which means the bid and offer, the difference between the bid and offer, they would slightly widen. However, you, a retail trader would still, if you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and you want to buy a stock of Levi's jeans or Microsoft, you should be able to do it on a slightly wider spread.
Dmitry, one of the criticisms of this idea is the fact that not that many people, they say not that many people will be trading at those times. So then the volatility could really spike as a result. What do you say to that criticism?
I think I think there are going to be a lot of people trading it. One is because of the Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. We can see that cryptocurrencies are traded in all hours of the day. And the second bit is the international investors. I think a lot of international investors, they like to participate in U.S. stocks like Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, but it's not convenient for them during their daytime. So I contradict that. I think this new exchange will open access to the whole world and increase participation of retail traders from all over the world in the United States stocks, because we'll make it much more convenient to do.
So you've applied with the SEC for this. What kind of questions? Is there a question and answer period where they'll approach you to discuss this, or is it just you're waiting for a yes or no from them?
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated with the SEC. So what's going on now is that we submitted a draft application to the SEC. It's called Form 1, and there's a whole bunch. It's about 300 pages. And so what happens now, SEC will come back to us and we'll have a discussion about the application. We might tweak a couple of things, and then we would file a few weeks after from today. After those discussions, we would file a final version. And at that time, SEC would make it visible to the public, and it would allow over a certain time period for public to comment on the exchange, on our application. And then at the end, after SEC collects the comments from the public, they would make a decision whether to grant 24 Exchange a license to operate national exchange or not.
Dmitry, going back to what you just said a minute ago, the 24/7 nature of crypto, do you think that's raised investor expectations just in terms of what they want to see from equities or for equities?
Absolutely. You know, it's like when people started accustoming of trading crypto 24/7, they got to a very different level of service that they, you know, they used to opening an app and buying Bitcoin any time of the day. And so now they demand the same thing. They want to buy Apple any time of the day. And that's what we're servicing now. Make no mistake. I mean, you can buy some exposure to Apple overseas right now. But unfortunately, this is done outside of SEC regulation. It's done on overseas exchanges or with brokers or some crypto exchanges using tokenized stocks. But the issue with this is that, you know, given it's all happening outside of the United States, it doesn't have the same investor protection and the same monitoring that trades that occur within the United States have. For example, SEC has this system called Consolidated Audit Trail that captures all the information, and FINRA and SEC can look at that data and figure out if something is wrong. For the trades that are done overseas or over tokenized stocks or CFDs, SEC doesn't have this information. So they don't have this data to figure out if something improper is going on. And so with our exchange, everything is going to be in the United States. It's going to be under regulation of SEC, and the investors, global investors that participate on our exchange in the United States will enjoy the protections that US offers.
Is there a figure you could share with us? If I'm a retail investor, how much I might benefit? We've already discussed the price action and seeing the transparency in a much better way on an exchange like you're proposing. But how much of a difference at the end of the day is that going to make in my ability to make a buck?
Well, I think all it is just the risk reducing, right? Let's say if you want milk and you can go to buy it 24 hours downstairs. I mean, there is a benefit for you to have access. What if you need milk urgently in the middle of the night, and you can't get it? It's the same concept here, right? If you want to get rid of a stock or would you like to get into a stock and it's convenient, accessible electronically 24 hours a day, it's really more a convenience factor. And in terms of the benefit, you're reducing your risk. For example, if you decided that you need to get rid of a stock before Monday, and you read some news and you want to take care of it, you've done it right there. You don't have to wait till Monday. There is other 10 things might happen. So it's really more kind of a risk reducing and convenience exercise for retail trader, as well as there is increasing number of hours that retail traders can participate. If you participate from 9:30 to 4, you can only participate about 1600 hours a year. With 24/7, 365, you can participate in the market over 8,000 hours a year. So obviously there are much more opportunities for retail traders to make a buck.
We will stay in touch with you and bring you back on, because I think a lot of the retail investors, especially the Reddit crowd, are going to want to follow this very closely. So break a leg. Please keep us posted. Dmitry Galanov, 24 Exchange founder and CEO, all the best to you.